Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Oh my God, I'm excited. I have a lot to bring to you today. And gosh, in my world anyway, 2022 is just starting off awesomely. I just booked two movies, really good movies, really great paying movies. It looks like 911 is going to come back for me again to do some more episodes. And I'm healthy and I'm happy and just, I don't know, the world is looking real good to me. And I am hoping that you're creating your world looking the same way. I want to remind you that this afternoon I'm doing Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week. There are a few things that I will be adding to what we did on our predictions. And guys, if you didn't sign up for this whole thing, you really should. It's free. And you get to talk and listen to some of the most predominant healers and channels in our world right now. So I think there's still time to sign up. I hope you'll join me this afternoon at 1 o'clock. And our next webinar, I asked, and I got a lot of answers. So our next webinar, it's already posted on imdwallace.com. is going to be, the most predominant question I always get are, what are the right words? Well, what should I say? Well, how do I put that in the positive? So I'm going to give you the highest claims for the world and our country and then for you when we take the calls. So that's going to be our next webinar at the end of January. I'm excited about it because, as we know, whatever the world is going to be this year is up to our creation. So don't wait. Create. Okay. Now, there was a claim that came in that just stoked me during a private session that I'm going to share with you. I am a vital artistic creator. Now, those are some powerful words. I invite you all to add that to your direction in the morning, to your breathing meditation, which I know you're all doing because you know it's going to change your life. I am a vital artistic creator right now. Woo-hoo! Okay, I want to speak to those of you that have patterns going on in your life. So like you make money and then stuff comes in and takes all the money you just made, so you're even again. That's a pattern in a lot of people's lives. You just get to feeling good and then you trip and fall or some other dis-ease comes upon you. That's a pattern, guys. And why? Well, the biggest reason that those patterns happen, according to the channel, is that we get what we want and then we stop creating. But you know, you all know that every moment that we're living right now, we're creating the future. So especially when you get everything you want or you get breakthroughs and you see you're getting what you want, you don't stop, especially then. You keep doing the breathing exercise. You keep making your claims. You keep directing your day because that's what's going to consistently create the life that you want. Okay, now I want to take you through a little exercise because the channel's been teaching me this and I've been realizing through a lot of the privates that this isn't what a lot of people are doing. So please stop what you're doing and close your eyes. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Now, I want you to just say to yourself, I am money. Okay. Now, I want you to realize what you saw when you said that. Because most of us are seeing money outside of ourselves. Money coming to us, or money falling in, or surrounded by money. Okay. The channel is going, no, if you really, really want to create whatever it is you're working on, you have to know you are the frequency of it. So close your eyes again. Take a breath. I want you to connect to the light of you, wherever you see it. I always see it in beginning in my heart center and expanding out through my body. But however you see it, connect with your light. Go within, stay within. I am money. Literally, I am the frequency of money. That's the strongest signal you can put out there. So we have been inadvertently seeing what we are creating outside of ourselves. But we know everything starts within. It's really exciting. Really, really, really exciting. I've been playing around with it now for a week. So you'll know when you leave because you'll start seeing the pictures and, you know, you'll move out of your heart center and the thoughts will start coming in. That's all natural. That's all a natural process of learning to hold a focus. Okay? It's really exciting, guys, but you have to do it in order to know it. So I hope you all appreciated my Facebook post and my email that went out on regarding January 6th. Within you, you are the peace and the unity and the love and the respect and the honor. You are that for this country and the world. Create it within you, and you absolutely affect thousands of other people with that vibration and frequency. Okay, can I go to the calls? I can. Woo! I hope you felt that. That was exciting for me. Aha, aha. All right, let's see. Kirk, you're up. Whoops, now you're up. Hi, babe.
Oh. Congrats on the bookings. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you. Starting off with a bang this year.
Yeah.
And
so,
they're all
my
great.
Question,
yeah, go ahead.
My question is, what can I claim to support the the healing of my shoulder.
Okay, so what you want is a shoulder that feels great. Kirk, the first thing that comes in is it has something to do with your painting, something to do with how you're holding your... Do you hold your shoulder up when you paint?
I mean, between driving and holding a brush in all instances other than sitting down, the arm is forward. So
the arm is forward. Well, baby, hold on, everybody's balanced. Anybody? I get that that's what it's about. So play around and see if you can hold your shoulder back while your arm is extended. Can you do it right now and see if you can feel any difference in your shoulder? I'm
yes.
not a doctor, guys, okay? But this is what they're showing me. You can?
Yes.
Okay.
It uses a slightly different combination of muscles. It's good.
Yeah. So, you know, a physical therapist probably could help you with this. Acupuncture, they're saying, could help you with this. When I say chiropractor or osteopath, I get a no. Or, yeah, regular doctors are just going to give you painkillers. So you
mm-hmm.
want to get, so let's get to the energetic cause of this. Am I going to a core belief? Not this page. This page here, 1 through 5. All those words are the highest and most correct. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And so you're, okay, these are the words they're giving me. You're leaning into it. Kirk, you understand that. When
yep.
you lean
yep.
into something, usually, like, if you lean forward to drag a sled, it's because it's too heavy for you and you need to exert more energy. This
yep.
is actually going to affect not only your painting, I can't imagine it could get any better than it is, but also the sales of it. All right, so then we're going back to what I just taught. You see, you're the frequency of easy creation within you and easy sales within you. It's nothing outside of yourself. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, work on that and let me know, will you?
Yeah. It's like I say, you can't force water.
Yeah.
You can move forward by swimming, but you can't really propel yourself across the pool by pushing backwards.
Exactly.
I do have a great sense of calm, embracing that it's there, and yet there has been I think some of it's old pattern that I'm reading.
It is. It's very much old pattern. I get a big yes on that, Kirk.
I'm going to hold a goodbye party for my old patterns.
I like that. Okay, thank
okay.
them. Throw a party for them and say, you know, thanks. You can leave now. I love it.
Awesome.
All right, baby. All right. Thank you.
I'll send you pictures.
Oh, that's funny. Janice in New Jersey, you're on, babe.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
hi. So I have I've had this estrangement with my daughter, and she opened up. She provided an opening a couple of months ago by responding to my letters I had been sending, and it was pretty hostile. But anyway, it did provide an opening, and you were able to confirm for me that I helped create that opening.
Yep.
So thank you for that. So I have taken the time to compose my response to her, and I think it's ready to go. I have acknowledgement in there for where I have hurt her, and I've apologized, and I've also shared, you know, instances where we have different perspectives.
Okay,
so,
Janice, this is the first thing they're giving me. If there is any judgment about anything in that letter, rewrite it. Judgment is the highest word. And another word for judgment could be, you know, I want to make an argument for why this is. She can't hear it. She doesn't want to hear it. And you'll close up the opening that you have.
Okay. Some of the, okay, so it's not judgment, and it's not judgment of her, but I have given her some background information on things that she was not aware of. And, you know, some things that have happened to me were negative, but I feel like she needs to understand because they do play a part in how
things... Yes, but you see, that's judgment. I am judging this, that you don't understand this, and you need to understand this, and that's why you're doing this. We've been over this in your private, Janice. So we're rehashing the same thing. So you either accept what they're giving you, or you dig your heels in and you, right now, all you want to do is open this relationship. There's time later to explain all this, they're saying. Right now, you just want to love her. Can you just love her? Without, this is what happened, this is right, this is wrong, just love her. Like my daughter says to me, Mom, I love everything that you've given me with your healing work, but sometimes I just want to call and vent. Can you just be my mom? And that's kind of the message to you. Okay? Just love her, Janice.
Okay, so it sounds like I should not, maybe I shouldn't even write to her for a while. I don't know.
Well, write to her and say, I was thrilled to hear from you. Thank you for your response.
I've done that.
It brightened my heart, and I love you. Can you leave it at that until all this, well, the word they're giving me is settled? Okay? All right. Got to move on, Janice. You know this because we've talked about it a lot, but there's part of you that just is insisting on making her understand. She doesn't want to understand right now. Just love her. All right, baby. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Diane in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you.
Hi, babe.
First thing I want to say is your Sunday morning show is amazing, and you give so much to all of us. I get something from every phone call.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Anyway,
I'd like you to check in on my eyes, please. I know I have some medical issues that I've been diagnosed with, but my eyes are getting worse, and I'm feeling that there's more to it, that there's something behind it, more of me not wanting to see something or
face
something.
Well, guys, there's something energetic about anything physical.
Right.
If we don't address issues in our life energetically, emotionally, okay, then they will show up in our bodies because that's where they're going to get our attention. So, yes, our question then is, what energetically can we get into alignment around your eyes so it enhances your eyesight?
Okay. Yes, thank you.
All right, we're going to a core belief. Well, that's why I'm doing the webinar right there. Here, 49, 50. Okay. If it's good for me, I will not like it. You need to be willing to see all your good. And it goes to my big yes when I say that.
I guess it would go to a big yes for me, too.
So if it's good for me, I love it and I see it. I look out. I choose to look out and see all the good in the world, in my world, in me, in the people that love me. Choose to see the good. And that's good for me, really good for me. That's the highest thing.
Thank you. I think I do it for the world and everybody else, but not for me sometimes. So, yeah.
That's a true statement.
Yeah.
But you see, and boy, they slap me every time I say that word, but. And I have such a cute one. And remember, everything starts within you.
Right.
So if you are sending out a lack of love for yourself, then that's going to affect how much the consciousness can affect itself. That's how much power we have, guys. That's why it's so important for you to create you in the highest way. Because whatever signal you send out defines where our world is going. Do you understand?
Well, I understand, and I say thank you, but I've been working on that completely, and I've improved it immensely, but I guess I have
a lot more
work to do. So,
well,
thank
guys,
you.
Don't judge yourselves for that. Do you understand we're in the process of changing how all energy has been seen and sees itself since the beginning of time. All these false teachings, this community and others are in the process of changing that so the world can be the world we want instead of the world we see sometimes. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Get on
Thank
it, dude.
You, Dee.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Miss Dory in Arizona, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Thank you. Hi. For 2022, we're going to be moving, and we're really excited about that. We're ready for some new beginnings, and we know what we want, and we know what our lifestyle, what we want our lifestyle to be like. We just don't know where it's going to be. That's the thing that we're going to be discovering still. Is there anything that, you know, I need to still, you know, work on or put into alignment so that we can, you know, have our best life ever?
Yeah, you need to create it more within you. You're seeing it outside. When you think of creating this place, you're seeing outside of you, aren't you?
I guess I always visualize everything sort of outside. I kind of see the
we all do.
Or the picture, but
and that's what the channel is saying. That's the next big leap. So you know what you want. You've visualized what you want. You've made a board or whatever it is you do, all of which helps you get clear. And then you have to go in and be the frequency of the place. So
the feeling, is that what you mean? Like you feel it? Yeah.
Yeah. The love and freedom is a big word. To feel the freedom. They're showing me a big, expansive, open place. The freedom of this, you create it within you, and literally it will come to you. Now, you may have to go to a realtor or two realtors, you know, but somehow it will find you. I love that the way Dana Wilde puts it, what you want wants you too. Everybody say that.
Okay.
What I want wants me too. But you see, it's so easy for what you want to find you if you are the frequency of it. That's why if you're estranged from someone, be the frequency of love for them. Be the frequency of harmony. And this is science, guys, when you shift you, everything shifts around you. That's the only thing you have to do, Dory, okay?
Okay, yeah, I tend to get lost in my head a lot, so I think of it, you know, visualize it, and you know, I forget to go into that feeling of it.
Let's go back to the very first message I got when I dropped to my knees that day and said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And the first message that came in was, use the light within you to heal yourself. Well, I'm going to change those words to create yourself. Use the light within you to create anything you want. And I'm testing it right now. It's going to my big yes. That's the highest way we can create right now. And then they're saying, you know, this all came about for me and the information. Because let me tell you, the channel has just taken off and the privates are just off. They're unbelievable right now, the information that's coming in. And it's largely because I religiously do the breathing exercise and the creation, which brought me to this piece of information. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby cakes.
All right. Thank
you. Go create that fabulous home. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Hi, babe. I'm great.
Okay. Really good information coming through as usual. I have kind of waffled between what I wanted to ask you, but I think I've dialed into something Kurt was talking about breaking old patterns and what you started the show with. I feel like I'm creating all that I want for 2022, but I keep going back to old patterns that are getting in my way. So what am I hanging on to? What am I not claiming?
The first thing they're saying is you're not consistent.
No, I'm not consistent.
Well, okay. So be consistent. Because you know what you create today shows up tomorrow, a week, a month, a year later. You've got to do it every day, guys. It's 10 freaking minutes out of your life. And trust me, if I can find 10 minutes, so can you.
Well, I do. I am doing my claims every day.
Doing the breathing exercise?
I do a practice that's not quite the breathing exercise, but it's very, it's like during my twilight waking moment. I'm doing it every day.
And Diana, I would never speak against anybody else's work, but the first thing they said is it's not as powerful to create what you want. So take it or leave it. You're the God of you, right? You create you. And then there's one core belief they want to give you. This page here, 22, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35. I can only create once. I can only get close to creation. That's the one we're going to. I can only get close to what I am creating or what I want to create. See, there's a big difference, guys, between I am creating and I want to create. If you want to create, your brain sees you continually trying and not getting there. If you say, I am creating this now, but I'm going to your mom. Did your mom model to you that she would get close to things but never quite get them or not get them all the way? Time for you to rewrite a new story, baby. You don't want to go through your life with living that, do you?
No, it's good information. I can see it when you're saying it. I can understand it. I can see what I'm doing too. So I'm
good.
I know.
Good.
Okay.
I always complete my creation. I get it. I complete it. And I celebrate it. Okay?
I like that. I like that. Thank you very much.
You bet, baby cakes.
Okay.
All right. We're going to Miss Helen in Texas. Hi, you're on. Helen, are you there? Hi.
I'm here.
Okay. What's your question?
So today is, what is behind the itching in my ear canals?
Okay, not a doctor, but the first thing I heard is you need to, it goes to a big yes, you need to have your ears cleaned.
Okay.
They're like plugged up.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how to do that, but my guy has this little suction thing that he cleans his ears out with. You would have to Google it, or you can just go to your ear doctor and he'll reach in there and clean it out. But I'm not getting anything else, Helen. You just need to get those ear boogers out of there.
Okay.
All right, babe, let me know.
All right, thank you.
Yep. You know, you guys, I always say let me know. None of you let me know. Well, that's not true. Some of you call and go, oh, my God, Dee, I've created blah, 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 and you were right. Susan in Long Island, you're on.
Hi, Dee. I was feeling the way you were feeling about, like, 2020 is going to be great. And
No, that's not what I said. I said 2022 is great.
Is great. I do get the difference. I was having anticipation, but I am kind of stuck now in the dragged back into a relationship, and it makes sense to me when you're talking about patterns. It seems like every time I start to get into a place of, you know, feeling like I can move forward and create my life, I get dragged back into my ex's drama. And
Who chose to do that?
Well, I must be choosing to do that.
No shit! So
Right, I know. And that's what I realized when you were saying this, and I'm trying to get some guidance on how I can...
You're not trying. You know what to do, or you wouldn't even be asking. And the channel is saying to you, and I'm saying this with love, this is the highest way you betray yourself, Susan.
Yes.
You give up yourself.
I'm giving up my power.
Okay,
and I'm feeling so guilty right now.
Well, that's not going to do you any good. So
if I don't take the calls and I let him be hungry, or I don't know how to...
He gets to create him.
Right.
Okay. So let's go to what's driving you to do this. Okay?
Yes.
Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie.
The Way We Were.
Okay. So interesting. You know, doing this work is so interesting, guys, because in the private this week, three or four people gave me that movie. Okay. And the channel said, well, it's about people being split within themselves. Because what's the movie about? Two people that loved each other, but one was an activist and the other one was a peace, you know, and they couldn't live together. They loved each other, but they were split in their creation and in their focus and how they wanted to do it. That's what's happening to you. And now I want to know why and when it started. 3 years old with your mom. So what did your mom teach you or model to you about, this is what I want, but I'm going to give myself up for this?
At 3 years old, that's hard to remember. But she would have been pregnant with a third child, so maybe it was
her
job.
Well, that's when it started.
Maybe it was her job. Yeah, she had to give up some of her career in order to raise her kids. Maybe that. I'm not really sure, though.
Okay, but you saw her not making the highest choices for her.
Yeah, I guess so. As a child, that was a generation. It was, yeah, yes.
Well, look, guys, you say that, but I'm the same generation. My mom worked every day of her life that I can remember.
Right.
And I really don't feel like my mother gave up herself, except she chose to stay with my father, who was an alcoholic, whom she loved, and she felt like, you know, it was her responsibility. You know, that whole BS thing about, you know, for better or worse, for richer or poor. Not in my life, guys. If it doesn't work, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it was the whole Catholic thing, too. Put everybody else first and yourself last.
Oh, for sure. And the whole women thing, guys. Women are literally taught to give themselves up for everybody else. Stop it, Susan.
I know better. That's why I can't. I don't know why this relationship, I keep doing it.
Well, don't. You're the only one. You're the only one that can choose to not do it. Don't take his calls and say, look, honey, I'm sending you love, and I'm not doing this anymore. But if you say, honey, I love you, and I wish I could help you, but then, like any kid, he smells the opening, and he's going to go in because you, all of you, hasn't decided. Part of you decided just like the way we were, but the other half wants to go the other way. So you have got to continually say to yourself, I am united within myself about always putting myself first. I am united as a whole.
And then the thing is separating with love. That's what I find. I find I have to do it with anger, like to be strong enough to do it, and then it doesn't work. So I have to do it in a loving way that doesn't
for
create
you.
An opening. Right, for
yeah.
me. Right.
But you see, true love is power. Like Mother
right.
Teresa didn't get angry when she stopped the war. She stopped the war at Christmas that time with love and power because she knew exactly what she wanted and what she was committed to. You're worth more than this, Susan, okay?
Yes, I am.
All right, I want you to call me back next week and say I did it.
Okay.
I mean it. I'm going to look for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I love you. Thank you.
I
Bye.
Love you, too. Whenever you feel like you're caving, you're going to hear and see me behind you going, Susan, get back here. Jennifer in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Okay, so
Hi,
I'm
baby.
One of those people in the... Hi. I'm stuck in patterns, too, and I'm listening to everyone and almost every person this morning. Has resonated with me in some way.
Shocker!
So,
shocker on this show.
Yeah. So my pattern is really with my career. I have all the tools, all the things that I need to be successful, and I cannot seem to step over that.
Okay.
That
there's
fence.
A part of you, back to the way we were, there's a part of you that doesn't want it. So let's find out how we can bring that part into what you want. Sheets, but give me a song, any song that pops in.
Happy Birthday.
Okay. You don't want to be reborn. So you're getting something from not moving forward. You're getting something. Sheets.
Ooh.
Song. Give me a movie. Any movie that pops in.
Let's see. Well, E.T.
Okay. So, E.T. knew he wanted to go home.
Right.
And so, he used everything imaginable that he could use to get home. Now, that represents the home of you.
Yeah,
you see,
I get that.
E.T. is an analogy, a metaphor, for keeping your heart open and getting back to the home of you. So what do you not want to leave? Come on, guys, give it to us now. Sheets, books, hold on, we're going to a play. We're going, oh, okay. All right, finally, thank you. See, I had to ask for specifically what we wanted and demand it, right? They're saying
yes.
You have a fear that when you get everything you want, somebody's or something is going to take it away.
Oh, because it's happened so many times.
Well, it's happened so many times, Jennifer, because you had the belief. The belief
right.
comes first. And then, so it, hold on, conception, birth, 0 to 5, well, around 5 years old. Sorry, Mom, it's Mom again. Well,
yes.
You know, okay, she was always in fear, they're saying, of losing stuff. She was always in fear that the other shoe was going to drop. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay.
Yes. Spot on.
So, as a little girl, you said, oh, I see, that's the way I have to be to create my world, because that's how my God creates her world. Guys, you know these things. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, I've been teaching you these things for years. Go back to whatever wall you are hitting. I know my Baptist preacher's out, but I love you to death.
Thank you.
Go back.
I like the tough love. Go.
To conception through 8 years old and see what you were taught and what you were modeled around the very thing you're breaking through. and you will see why your little kid is going, no, don't, no, don't go all the way, don't go all the way, because you might be like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music and get everything you want and all this love and the beautiful house and the children, and then the frickin' Nazis are going to come in and take it all away.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's going to my big yes. Now, you see, that happened to me, even though I watched my dad and my brother create that same scenario early in my life. I was strong enough not to create it until someone more powerful did that to me in the business. And then my little girl remembered, oh, yeah, somebody always takes it away. And then I had to retrain my little girl. And it took a while because I was not as hooked into this work and didn't understand it at that time. But you
okay.
see, for years I went, well, I can't do it because they did this to me. Well, then I'm never going to be able to do it because I've given all my power away to somebody else. You take your power back from whatever and train that little girl. Your mom was doing the best she could because the sins of her fathers were passed down upon her.
Right.
Don't pass them down on you anymore. Okay?
Thank you, Dee.
Okay, so the next time, you stop and you, Jennifer, you are going to finish this. You're going to complete it. You know that's what you want. Come on, let's go. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All
I
right.
Got it.
You're going to let me
thank
know.
You, Dee.
Goodbye.
I will.
All right. I don't have a name here, but it's 484-868. Is there anybody here? Yes, I hear you. 484-868. You're on.
Well, those
yes.
are the first.
Yes. Yep, that's you. Yeah. Who is this?
Oh, Nancy, those are the first seven numbers of my phone number.
Okay, baby.
Okay.
We don't have much
yeah,
time, but what can I answer for you?
Okay, thanks. What is the highest choice I can make just to return to that love, return to the heart, return to that so my health improves?
Nancy, it's self-love.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, well, good. Then you're channeling the highest answer for yourself, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
and everything you can do to love yourself. And that
kiss,
goes
kiss,
for everybody, guys.
I should move to Kissimmee, Florida.
Well, I get a yes on that.
No.
It's not
well,
the
really?
Right question, though. It's not the right
I'm
question.
I'm teasing. There's a town in Florida called Kissimmee.
I
Kissimmee
got it.
Lake.
Oh,
yeah,
aren't
Kissimmee.
You cute. But that goes for everybody, guys. If you want to be more successful, if you want to be happier in your relationship, if you want to bring in a relationship, if you want to create more money, if you want better health, the answer is love yourself more. Put yourself
mm-hmm,
first,
you.
Love yourself more, and then you will have so much more to give everybody else. Okay?
Yeah, I guess the feeling of getting it, I don't really quite, I know intellectually
yeah,
to do that.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You have a love place, Nancy. Go to your love place.
Yes.
Okay,
okay, thank you.
That's what it feels like to love you. Yep, you got it. Thank you. You know, guys, if you don't have a love place, I've been talking about it for a year. Find your love place. Go to your heart. Choose to go there. That's where all the answers are. Oh, my God, I love you all so much. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.